Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
We're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
We will not interview Dan Lanning next segment. Mariners are winning.
Does it really matter at this point?
You know, I was just thinking that. It really doesn't.
I think their odds of making the playoffs now are like 2.5%. So, I mean, barring some sort of miracle here where over the next 8 games, you know, they go 8-0 and everyone else S's the bed.
Did you see what happened last night?
I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it in my entire life.
Just a couple days ago, we were talking about Victor Robles trying to steal home with the bases loaded and a 3-0 count.
Yeah.
And he got thrown out.
Yeah.
And we were like, man, the Mariners.
But at least that was at the beginning of the game, and you lost 11-2, so you can't say that cost you the game. You could say maybe you set the tone. But
they just find new and creative ways to screw up.
But this?
And so last night in the 10th, Julio Rodriguez is on third.
Yeah, they're down, by the way. They're down 2-1. Again, 2-1 in the 10th, because, God, they scored one run. And they've got runners on the corners, nobody out. I mean...
Yeah, and Arozarena strikes out and throws his bat, and Julio ducks out of the way and kind of runs towards the coach's box.
Yeah.
And they throw him out.
Yeah. And then he, like, laughed about it. The weird thing is that after the bat, I mean, I get you have to dodge the bat. He just kept walking.
Yeah, he didn't really put two and two. He just had, it was a brain fart.
Yeah, he just kept walking to the dugout, and the third base coach is like, dude, get your ass back to the bag. And they threw him out. And then, of course, Turner strikes out. And, I mean... Think about that. If you're a Mariner fan, and look, the season's over, but you're trying to cling to some sort of hope that you can get some momentum going, you know, you give up a run in the 10th, and so you're like, oh, here we go. And then, lo and behold, you runners in the corners, nowhere out. You're like, oh my God, we're going to win this game. No, you're not. Never seen anything. Strike out, throw out at third, strike out. I mean, if you had to just sum up, If you had to go to a diehard Mariner fan and be like, hey, can you just summarize your season in one little capsule? You could just show them that series, those two at bats right there, and you'd be like, oh, that sounds about right.
Very, very, very Mariner-y.
Yes. I mean,
but they are winning tonight.
And by the way, supposedly that's your best player that happened to.
Yeah, I mean, look, he just made a mistake, okay?
You ever?
Well,
I mean, I guess maybe you don't think about dodging a bat, but also peak Arozarena to just, you strike out and then you huck your bat at your best player. It's unbelievable. Like, you can't make, if I told you that's what happened, you'd be like, BS.
No, I would say, if you said that happened last night, I'd be like, oh, that's the Mariners. That's what I would say. Because I guarantee you that happened to the Mariners. Yeah. Well, and it did.
It's crazy.
So, did you see the great Mike Lynch post today?
I did see the great Mike Lynch
post
today.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, that was awesome.
So, our former producer, Mike Lynch, who has ALS.
Who, by the way, recently got married. I think a week ago. Congratulations.
Yep, got married.
Yeah.
He's been with her for a long time.
Yep.
And he is, of course, he's the old big-time Yankee guy.
Yep.
He and his family up at the, what do they call it, The Pink. Watching the Yankees, and there was a picture of him meeting Aaron Boone.
Yep, on the field, full Yankee
head coach. God,
really, really cool.
What?
There with his beautiful wife and his parents, and so that's a
good moment
awesome.
For our guy.
I even said I've only said this twice in my life, both times to Mike Lynch. Go Yankees!
Well, I don't say that. But.
Well, it's Mike, so I had to say it for Mike.
I say go Mike.
Go Mike.
But screw the Yankees. And always screw the Yankees. By the way, Shohei Ohtani just getting a standing ovation in Miami.
Yeah.
He has 2 steals today, so he's now at 51 steals.
Yep.
And he is also, in his last at-bat, by the way, he's 4-for-4. He's about ready. He's trying now to go 5-for-5.
Is he coming up now?
He's up now.
Okay.
But he, on his last at-bat, he hit a home run.
I mean,
so he is now at 49 home runs and 51 steals.
Yeah, an absolute moonshot, by the way. He's going to get 50-50, which is freaking incredible.
Yep.
I also saw this because he's going to win another MVP, regardless of whether he hits 50 or not. It's not even close. I think Lindor has the second best odds. And I promise you, Frankie Lindor is not winning the MVP over Shohei Ohtani.
Right.
I think I saw this today, if I'm not mistaken. They said the last time someone led their league in home runs, as Ohtani does right now, and had 50 steals, I believe it was this guy by the name of Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb?
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to say Babe Ruth.
No, it was Cobb and Speaker. They both did it like in
Trey
like
Speaker.
Yeah, they did it in like 1911.
Cobb hit that many home runs?
Well, man, he didn't hit 50 home runs. He led the league in home runs, which was probably six.
Yeah,
like it was the olden days.
Yeah, all right.
But yes, he. Cool. Those two are the last two individuals to lead their leagues in home runs and have 50 steals.
I hate to say this. I really do. I hate to say this. I hate to say this on my radio show here.
But you're about to. You.
I am going to say it. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I root actively against the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yes.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
But Shohei makes me want to root for the Dodgers.
Yes. Oh, did he just
do
it?
He just hit another one.
He did it. 50-50.
Wow.
Son of a gun.
Oppo. Dude, that guy is unbelievable. Yeah. He is 5-for-5 today.
Yep. He just did it.
With 2 home runs, 2 stolen bases, 5 RBI. Well,
and he's gonna get a
7 RBIs.
And he's getting a standing ovation.
They gave him a standing O when he came up to the plate.
Yeah. Dude,
that's
the
awesome.
That's the best thing to happen to baseball in
a long time.
A long time.
He makes me want to root for the Dodgers.
Because
you know what's gonna happen? Yeah. Is he's gonna pitch.
Yep.
And he's gonna come out of their bullpen and he's gonna be awesome and he's gonna be their closer and the Dodgers are gonna win the World Series.
Yeah.
And I might actually have to cheer.
Well, it's hard in my family not to, because I mean you think he's popular here. I'm telling you, in the BTJ's family and over in Japan when we went over there, I cannot. Like, I always thought Ichiro over there, you would hear the stories. And they say that, you know, Ichiro he's a god over in Japan. And Ichiro fever has nothing on Ohtani.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I've never seen that level of celebrity in the United States. Like, when you go over there and see what they do with Shohei Ohtani. When we were over there last summer, they were, the news would come on, and I was watching the news, even though I didn't understand anything that was happening, but I was trying to pick up some of the language.
Curtain call.
Yeah, so they'd be watching the news, and every night on the news, they would have a 20-minute segment on what Shohei Ohtani did. And I was asking my gal's dad, I was like, well, he went 0-for-3 with a walk today. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, so they're going to do 20 minutes on that? He's like, yeah, they do it every night. He has his own 20-minute segment on the nightly news, not SportsCenter, just the news, where they go through. I think we can't comprehend the level, and he's living up to it.
You think that guy just served him up? It's a blowout anyway.
Yeah.
The score is 12-3, or was.
Yeah.
You think that guy just dropped one in there for him?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like it was a bad, no, because it was on the outside corner, and Ohtani had to go down and dig it out.
You guys have a better understanding of this, but I feel like when Barry Bonds was chasing, now I was an even dumber young kid.
Even dumber than you are now?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Hopefully. I feel like I remembered everyone being like, I don't want to be the pitcher that gives it up to Barry.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't feel like what they did with Aaron Judge back when he chased the fake record for 61.
It's tough to tell, because there has always been the idea of no one wants to do it. And so, like, with Bonds, no one would pitch to him.
Well, Barry was an ass, though, too.
But
one liked him.
But no one pitched to Judge either. Like, Judge was not getting pitches.
Yeah.
And so that was the thing. It's like, he can't break it if no one will throw to him, and no one wanted to do it. And I honestly
don't. Pitchers don't want to be that guy.
No, they don't.
But I was just, you know.
It didn't feel like it was as aggressive, though, as I remembered with Barry.
Well, it's hard to hate Ohtani.
Exactly.
Like, you just can't do it.
And you said you think he's popular here. I actually don't know how popular he is here. Well, I mean, I think people marvel at him. Mm. He's certainly great for the game and fun to watch. But it'd be interesting to see in the pantheon of superstar athletes in the U.S.
Yeah.
where he ranks. I don't know what your metric would be on that.
I don't know.
But I don't know that he's number one.
Oh, I think he's number, at least for baseball players?
No, I said pantheon of U.S. star athletes.
Yeah, I was going to say, star athletes is tough. Baseball players, he's lapped everyone by,
in terms of popularity?
Yes, Judge is the second most popular player, and I don't even think it's close.
Now, what are you basing that on? Because I bet you Judge and Ohtani are pretty close in popularity in the U.S.
I don't think so. When it comes to casual fans, like casual fans might know Judge just because it's like, wow, he's really tall. Yeah. But well, like when I'm teaching, like the little kids know and ask questions about Shohei Ohtani. They don't ask about
Judge. Knowing him is different than
everyone in my sphere. And I mean everyone, whether they're a sports fan or not, knows and talks about Shohei Ohtani. And I can't tell the last time someone asked me a question about Aaron Judge. And you look at the commercials that he's on. I mean, Ohtani is a force of nature. He just is. He is one of the rare baseball athletes that has crossed over. I mean, they talk about him on late night TV. The comedians talk about him. He has become pop culture, and Aaron Judge is not pop culture. Honestly, the last baseball player I remember being pop culture was probably the steroid guys, because they would cross over and people would talk about him, and Ohtani's doing it for different reasons. Even Trout, as great as he was, Trout was not this. This is something unique and special that's a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know what he's doing is. I just, in terms of popularity, it's always, we always kind of gravitate towards the Americans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's true.
I remember when Miggy was doing what he was doing. Like, no one cared.
No one cared.
Now, this is different. I mean, this is like you say, what he's doing is, we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. It's really remarkable. At the same time, you know, I don't know. I'd like to see the numbers.
Well, I will tell you this, and if this means anything, last year, when we were going over to Japan, and it happened this year too, you can't buy anything Ohtani in Japan. Just gone. It hits the shelves and it's gone. So some family members over in Japan had asked us, can you bring us some Shohei Ohtani gear? I was like, yeah, sure, no big deal. And so we went on, and you went on to like the MLB shop, which painfully is still a Fanatic shop. And when you're trying to buy Shohei Ohtani things, nothing that's good is in stock. And even if the stuff that you look at and be like, oh my God, who would buy that? It's only available in like 4X or small. Like the stuff was sold out. We couldn't even buy it here in the States. And so then this year, we were like, all right, maybe it's calmed down a little bit and, you know, we'll buy some stuff and we'll ship it over there. Same thing. I just can't remember trying to buy a player's gear, just t-shirts, like the jerseys with his name and number on it, and it not being available.
Well, he seems like a great dude too.
Yeah.
That helps him a lot.
Yeah.
People really like him.
This is to your point. You root for the Dodgers because of him.
It makes me want to root for the Dodgers.
Well, I will say this. I do root for Ohtani, and I root for the Dodgers because of Ohtani. I mean, if they're playing the Mets, screw that. Let's go Mets. But I have not liked a Major League Baseball player anywhere close to Shohei Ohtani since I was probably a little kid, and like Will Clark, like someone that wasn't on my team. It's just, it's different. I love watching him. I mean, I had goosebumps when you said that he was up and I turned and we saw he hit that oppo. I got goosebumps watching it.
Well, I certainly want to watch him do great things.
Yeah.
But I think that's different than me being a huge fan of him, right?
Sure.
Like, I think there's two different things. And that's why I was trying to figure out the metric, how you kind of measure that. But I don't know.
Hey, remember, there's that one listener that all those months ago was like, there'll be 10 Shohei Ohtanis in the major leagues in the next year or two.
All right. Well, if you're wondering why we didn't break on time to get to Dan Lanning, it's because he is not coming on our show today.
Yeah.
He'll be back next week. So a not Dan Lanning segment next on The Fan.